systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
And welcome to Jail Hole. Today is a Wednesday, November 24th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 428. And the year of our Lord. What's
Yay.
Up? How's it going?
428?
Yeah.
That's
what
a
I
bit.
Said. That's what I said. 406-204-4687. Give us a call. Say, hey, what's up? Thejamhole.com/live, of course, is where you can watch these every Monday, Wednesday,
or
Friday.
Right.
7 or 10. How's it going?
It's going. How
Giggly.
Are you?
Good.
What'd you call me?
Giggly.
Giggly?
Giggly.
Giggly?
Why are you giggling?
Because you're funny.
Oh.
Oh.
Right.
Right.
It's Thanksgiving. Are we giving thanks? What have we given thanks for yet so far?
I'm thankful for heaters.
Right, right.
Right.
Insulation.
Right.
Right. Plastic trash bags wrapped on the windows. Do you like that?
Correct, yes.
Have you noticed that?
I've noticed that.
I don't think anyone here can see that, but I took some time the other day and ripped, like Hulk ripped some plastic trash bags apart, and then
I could see you in the kitchen going, like,
oh, totally.
Talking
and
to
I ripped like
in the
three
mirror,
shirts.
Like
three of my shirts are totally just shredded.
Like, you
now.
Don't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah. And then, like, looking at the cat and then getting all angry.
Oh, my God, dude.
But, yeah, I totally, like, thumbtacked. I don't know if it's helping.
It helps. It keeps that moisture out and keeps it from freezing and
well,
all that stuff.
I didn't exactly seal it up. I just kind of put some thumbtack.
Yeah, you should have taped it. But
yeah,
that
well.
Does help because if you stand by a window without the plastic on it or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's really fucking cold, like, within, like, a foot, 2 foot radius
mm-hmm.
of that.
It is. It's way drafty in the bedroom, too,
right.
and that window's, like, right above my head.
Right.
Which is awesome.
And with it covered like it is now, it's not as bad, so.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. And why
Are
did
you
do
ready?
That?
What?
Why did you do that?
Because I was at Sandy's house the other day picking her up the day she didn't drive her car up here when
mm-hmm.
we stopped by your work and dropped off money for your Thanksgiving,
yeah.
for our Thanksgiving thing. And I noticed that her some of her windows had, like, real plastic over it. I'm like, huh.
huh.
And I was sitting here bored one day. I was waiting for, I had video saving, rendering, and then I had video uploading. So I'm like, hour downtime. Fucking start, I was like, what do I have that I could do with that? And I, yeah, just totally started shredding trash bags.
You're a dork.
It looks pretty awesome, too. I like it. The cat, like, will get
and
up there
like,
still.
She's like, wait a minute.
She's like, there was a window here before. You, like, try
she
to walk
aggravated.
Across. I'm waiting for that shit to get all shredded and then just whoop her ass. Oh.
She's going to shred a hole in it just so she could sit up there. You know
so are right. you ready for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow?
I'm ready, sure.
Oh, man, we're going to eat so much again.
I know. It's going to be good.
So stoked. Super stoked.
It's cool. I don't really eat anymore anyway because I'm always broke. So when these holidays roll around, it's kind of nice. People feed me.
I notice you like taking like mad. You have empty Tupperware in your purse and you just like break it out and start filling it up.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
It's like, hey, I need this.
It was good stuff.
I'm going to eat this shit.
That pie was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And the cobbler was great and I would have had leftovers, but.
So I think last Thanksgiving on the show, I think we talked about the roots of Thanksgiving and where it came from really and how the Indians weren't exactly very thankful for getting slaughtered and getting tricked into giving up all of their shit for fucking beads, you know?
Right.
So I figured we'd do a little something different for this Thanksgiving. And I found this. This comes from 10zenmonkeys.com.
Okay.
The number 10zenmonkeys.com. Pretty cool site. I don't know. They write neat shit like this every now and then. So, this is 5 awful Thanksgivings in history.
All right.
In many ways, Thanksgiving is an un-American holiday, consumption seldom goes beyond an excess of turkey and pumpkin pie. A garish displays are limited to a few stupid parades and some of the most mediocre football of the year. Amen to that. Good old All-American chaos is down, but not entirely out. The first one. This is the Thanksgiving Day Massacre when I was born. 1980. In Reno. Do you remember that?
No.
Me either. Priscilla Ford had a long history of psychiatric problems and bizarre behavior, marked by such chaotic acts as suing the Mormon Church and attempting to speak at the 1972 Republican convention. The capper came on the Thanksgiving afternoon when she got even with the city of Reno. That's awesome. Did they call Reno 911? Yeah, they did. In front of the downtown casino, she steered her black 1974 Lincoln onto a crowded sidewalk and mowed down the crowds of holiday gamblers and gamblers. She left 6 dead, 23 injured in her wake. Pulled over a few blocks later, she told police, and I quote, "Sometimes, hey, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I am called Jesus Christ." You know when those times are?
When?
Right after I get done mowing through a crowded sidewalk of people in my 74 black.
Jesus Christ!
I had to paint it black so, you know, the blood wouldn't show up.
Right.
Because sometimes I am called Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I am called Priscilla Ford. Sometimes.
Okay.
She later expressed a fervent hope that she'd nailed 75 people and explained the voice of Joan Kennedy had told her to do it. Oh, wow. Nonetheless, she was found legally sane and duly convicted of murder. Awesome.
All right.
The next one was the founding of the
Ku Klux Klan.
The founding of the Ku Klux Klan, Atlanta, 1915. At 35, failed preacher William Simmons had found his true calling as a fraternal lodge leader, the Water Oil Buffalo. In addition to commanding 5 regiments of the Woodmen, he was a heavy in several Masonic orders and a Knight Templar. But his dream was to have his own personal fraternal organization. What is no one doing now? What could we do? What could be our thing? The blacks, sir. Perfect. The blacks.
That's ours.
Everyone loves the blacks now.
Duh.
That's ours. We're going to hate the blacks.
All right.
He wanted more than funny hats and secret handshakes. He wanted to revive the KKK. His dream came to fruition Thanksgiving Eve when 40 hand-picked men gathered to relaunch the Klan. A group of 15 stalwarts recessed to the top of nearby Stone Mountain for an early morning cross-burning. Simmons tied his first recruitment drive in with D.W. Griffith's famous film, The Birth of a Nation, which opened in Atlanta the following week, and the rest is history.
Can you believe that that shit is still around? The KKK.
Black people? Oh, the
KKK. The KKK, seriously. Like, there are still,
well, there
like,
are,
Klan meetings and shit
are,
like that.
There are still black people around, so
yeah, but, like,
yes,
don't
I can.
You think that that would have been squashed by now? Like, that's...
Not squashed, but I would have assumed that perhaps after... 95 years.
It seemed like sociable, fucking socially incorrect.
Well, no, not even that. I would just say after so many years of failure, you just give up and try something else. You know,
fucking,
maybe the Mexicans.
I don't know.
I'm just
something
saying.
Else. Fuck.
Maybe pick a race that is in the country illegally.
And now,
you might
you
have
know
more
what?
Supporters. You'd it, have more supporters,
dude. And now you know what? It's almost pointless to be a member of any kind of racial fucking clan. At this point, because we're such a mixed fucking breed.
Because
anymore.
Everyone's all PC and
no,
shit.
No, it's the fact that, you know.
Yeah, we are.
Another,
we're totally bred out.
Yeah, in another, like, 50 years, there's not going to be a simply Caucasian male. There's not going to be a simply
Goobax,
fucking
dude.
African-American woman or whatever.
South Park Goobax, I'm telling you.
Everyone is going
That's
to be
true.
A mulatto mix of something.
Justin Fan says, yeah, but look at the drug prohibition. So many years of failure. That
and
is
they
true.
Keep going.
So many years of failure.
Yeah.
So many years of just sadness.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. It just blows my mind. You know, you should just be accepting, man. People are people.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Everyone's dumb.
It's, yeah, I know,
right? Sometimes,
right? Seriously, yeah,
everyone's dumb once in a while.
For real. White people, too. We take our share. Hey, okay, we do our
part. I think
part.
We're the majority at the moment.
That's correct.
We'll see how these stories go tonight.
I bet you it's going to be a bunch of white kids blowing themselves up fucking trying to deep fry turkeys. We're the only idiots out there trying to deep fry a whole fucking turkey.
That's because everyone else is just satisfied with fried chicken.
Have you ever had a deep fried turkey?
I'm not really.
Oh my fucking God. It is the most amazing like bird you will ever put in your mouth. Seriously.
Yeah, Burgers has a great
so
point.
So tasty.
Burger says, have you seen the KKK? I would rather have black people than the KKK. I know,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
The next one is the Great Football Fry in San Francisco, 1900. Back in the good old days of Thanksgiving Day football, the hearts and minds of Bay Area football fans were not on dinner, but the day's big game between the University of California and Stanford. The 1900 edition of this classic was, of course, sold out. The roofs of the buildings surrounding the stadium were crowded with budget-minded fans craning for a glimpse of the action. 20 minutes into the game, the roof of one building totally collapsed. Unfortunately, you know what was in that building?
What?
It was a glass factory.
Oh my God.
Complete with a red hot furnace filled with molten glass.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
Turkeys weren't the only things getting roasted in San Fran that day. 22 people were killed and over 80 injured in what remains the worst and most bizarre disaster ever to befall American sports fans.
Nice. That's pretty great.
out of all things.
Fucking I know. Glass.
Could you imagine like getting just dropped like all of a sudden with like 50 other people like trying to stay? You're like jumping like Mario as you're all falling onto them to try and keep above the shit.
The molten glass.
I would totally keep hopping on him until I got out.
I can imagine, like, think about it this way. Have you ever, I don't think you ever have, but cooking and everything, if you take
yeah,
a burger,
no, never.
If you take a
Shut
burger
up.
Off the grill and it's got melting cheese
yeah.
on it and a little piece of that gets on your skin.
Yeah, it's like boiling almost
yeah,
for cheese.
It's
whatever,
fucking
yeah.
burning and you can't get it off right away because it sticks to you. I can only imagine molten glass is like 10 times worse.
What's,
and when it when it gets on you, I bet you it just molds to your
Well, you just
skin.
Figure what's glass's melting point compared to cheese. I'm sure it's a little higher than cheese.
But I'm
cheese.
Just imagining it's like sticky like that. Like it
right.
would fucking
and way fucking hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Way
oh,
hotter.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking hurt.
All right, the next one is the Missionary Massacre, good old Zimbabwe, 1987. I was 7, you were 1. Early on Thanksgiving morning, Marxist Zimbabwean rebels descended on 2 farms run by white Pentecostal missionaries. And of course, the story ends, God came down from the hilltops throwing lightning bolts, screaming, Allah! Like, saving his people, right? You're
sure.
there spreading my word, I'm gonna save you this time.
Okay.
What they lacked in Thanksgiving spirit, they made up for in their revolutionary zeal. First thing, they tied up the 16 white missionaries, men, women, children, including 2 Americans. Then, as they gleefully sang revolutionary songs, they hacked their captives to death.
Huh.
Hmm.
okay.
God?
you there?
Hey, God, are you there? It's me, Jesus.
Right.
Officials could only describe the resulting carnage as, quote, barbaric. Course.
I describe it as pretty awesome.
I love that, like, after all that stuff, like, you still hold on to that. You're still like, oh, you're gonna go to hell. Are you sure?
This is another one of our
that's so great.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Moments in manhood and in
all right.
humanity.
And the last one here is the executive assassination, Cordoba, Argentina, of 1973. At the height of the Argentinian urban terrorist fad, a band of 15 young men waylaid John Swint, the general manager of a local Ford subsidiary, on Thanksgiving Day. The Peronist gunmen, upset with the way President Juan Perón had turned on them, later claimed they only wanted to kidnap the American exec. But, according to witnesses, it was a turkey shoot, haha, from the get-go. The gunmen immediately started blasting away with shotguns and assault rifles, killing Swint's bodyguards and chauffeur, and critically injuring another bodyguard. One blonde gunner unloaded a quick machine gun blast into Swint's body at close range, just to be sure. Happy Thanksgiving!
Yay!
Yay! Ta-da!
Ah, ta-da!
That's pretty awesome.
Jesus Christ.
So, moving on. This is something that we can all be thankful for, and we can all thank Dr. Brendanos for finding this. I don't even know where he found this, but just hold on.
All right.
Is it Sextastic Tuesday? Because it fucking sounds like it.
Okay.
This is called Fear and Loathing in Her Vagina.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Fear and Loathing in Her Vagina.
Yes. Starts out... What the fuck?
Are there Quaaludes in this vagina? Because that's the only way I'm going to enjoy this.
But keep your eye on the chat, because at a certain point, I'm going to post this link, and you have to see this picture. I'm just saying. So, what the fuck just happened? I don't know. I just had a memorable. Thank you.
Here you go.
Experience with a chick I met at a bar a couple weeks ago. We chat on the phone and agree to meet up at a local bar. I go pick her up, we get there, munch on some peanuts, shoot the shit, and talk about urban exploration. I suggest doing a little exploring around campus. She's all for it. I escalate gently, and by the end of the conversation, totally making out. Fuck yeah.
Alright,
eventually, we get going, we head outside, I hand her the passenger helmet. As soon as she grabs onto the helmet, I pull the helmet to my side, forcing her body into mine.
Oh, hey.
Nice.
Smooth.
Dr. fucking McLove Moore over here. I hover my lips over hers until she kisses me. We make out some more. I pull her tightly into me. How about we skip the exploring and go watch a movie?
What movie?
You pick. See how selfless I am?
Oh. As long as it's at my house. She's, so I don't really have to watch it.
So we go back to my place. My roommates are there. We do introductions. I pull her into my room. We throw on Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Awesome.
I position her body the way I want it on my bed. We're spooning and face down, ass up. Fuck yeah. That's how it should be positioned. We're spooning and feeling each other up as the movie starts. About 10 minutes in, she rotates her body into mine, and I get... between her legs.
Oh, hey.
She's got an incredible body. Her belly button is pierced. Her lips are amazing. She's got black eyeliner on that just makes her oh so appealing to me. She's writhing beneath me. Deja vu sets in. We fuck around and she tells me she's just getting off her period. I don't mind. It's up to you. So I end up fingering her for a while before we start fucking. She said she didn't have a tampon or pad in. Thank you. Okay. Are you guys ready? While fingering her, I notice something very odd on the right interior wall of her a vagina.
All right.
I thought maybe it was a tumor or some sort of growth. Then I noticed it moved.
Ah!
It was pretty small, definitely not a forgotten tampon. There was something suspicious going on. I asked
myself... I'd be like, hey, hang on a minute.
Hold on. Like, shake her out a little bit. Like those old
forceps and shit out.
Those old cartoons where the guy's robbing the guy and he just picks him up and shakes him and takes his money. I hear a rattle.
Get the doctor forceps out. Be like, all right, hang on a second. Right,
operation.
Burger says, it's a trap. Maggots? No. Use condom.
Oh, man.
Let me just go ahead and make a guess.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to... Don't read ahead, you little bastard.
I know what it is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and guess...
because it's kind of long, and I had to make sure it was worth it.
Okay. I'm going to guess that... she's having a miscarriage.
Okay, miscarriage. That's pretty good. Burger says no. Use condoms, maggots, money.
It moved. He said
it moved around in there.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, I'm hoping it's a fetus coming out.
Moving.
I really hope it's a dead baby. Like,
helping me out, if you know what I mean.
I just really hope it's a dead baby.
Like
that's,
this.
That's what I'm hoping
with
for.
With his
right
little
now
fetus hands.
Right. He's like, hey, like this.
God, my dick is so huge in your little fetus hand.
Oh my god, that's a pedophile's dream, dude.
Thank you for that. Please. Thank you for that. Thanksgiving. It's all about Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for dead babies. Anyway.
And still, no matter what, this is still not as bad as the first Thanksgiving with the Indians. That was just awful.
Okay. Anyway, go for it, please.
There was something suspicious going on. I asked myself, when the hell is the point in time when you just give up trying to get something out of your vagina? Like, if you're cleaning it and something gets stuck, what is it, 5 minutes, 10 minutes? When you just say, fuck it, and leave it there for your body to absorb. There was something of...
I don't give up, okay?
There was something of chunky nature lodged in the corner of her vag. She must have put it there. Did she forget about it? Maybe she has ADD and it kicked in at an awkward moment. I thought it might have been poop at first, but then I realized that didn't make any sense.
Right?
What the hell is going on? I end up fingering her more. She's squirming. Then I ninja this mystery artifact out of her vagina. I didn't want to embarrass her, so I just covertly threw it under my bed for later analysis.
What a creep, dude. He's like, I'm going to look later.
Maybe
he's
she...
He's so excited the whole time he's fucking her.
Like, I got to hurry up.
I got to blow this load so I can see what it is.
All right, well, see you later.
He, like, runs underneath the bed. Ooh. It's like a...
I ninja this mystery artifact out of her vagina. I didn't want to embarrass her, so I just covertly threw it under my bed for later analysis. She noticed and didn't say anything. Either way, I'm excited, curious, and scared all at the same time.
Are you really going to put your dick in that when you didn't know what just came out of it?
For the rest of the night, all I could think about was, what the fuck did I just put under my bed? Is it going to hatch? I don't know. What? Maybe it's an egg. Whoa.
It's going to be the dumpster prom night baby thing. Be like,
from that movie, Hanger?
No.
Do you remember that movie, yeah. Hanger?
No, but it's from Family Guy. You know, he's like, I'm a dumpster
glass.
Prom
oh.
night baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit.
Right.
Yeah.
I was fucking her, and I thought about this. I was kissing her, and I thought about it. When we were done, I just sat there and thought about it. What the hell was that thing? I dropped her off earlier this morning. There was a career fair here at my university, so I had to get all dressed up and pass my resume out. All I could think about while chatting with the recruiters was, what the hell did I pull out of this chick's vagina?
Dude, while she was asleep, I would have fucking went and checked it out, dude.
I never even got a good look at the thing. Is it biological? Did her mind wander while she was masturbating? What does it smell like? I wonder what the...
What the fuck, dude?
He could have tossed it under his bed and did the quick... Oh, gotta brush this hair out of my face. You know?
Oh, my God.
Best move ever.
Oh, God.
I never even got a good
look at it.
Just
rub it on your face while you're at it.
I wonder what the inside looks like. What color is it? Well, I just got back to my apartment a little while ago. This is an account of my real-time examination of this vaginal souvenir. Here it is. And
please give me a picture.
There you go. Scroll down.
Oh God. Please. It looks so excited.
It looks like a fucking owl pellet. If I find the skull of a mouse in this thing, I'm going to flip. Dissection commence. Should I smell it? I'm gonna smell it. I almost just puked. Pretty sure my roommate just heard me scream in agony. It smells like feces. This thing that I just retrieved from her vagina smells like poop. Okay.
Oh my God, dude.
I'm investigating the interior of this mystery chunk. My fork won't penetrate this item easily. It has the consistency of a soggy wad of paper towel. I'm cutting through it now. Oh God. It's definitely made of some sort of paper material. It is not poop. I'm not sure why. I feel disappointed. Fuck my life. This smells horrid. It seems to be a pre-rolled device of some sort. Perhaps menstrual nature. Forgotten menstrual nature. For authenticity, he did a little CSI card. It says A,
so
and it's
awesome.
Right next... Oh. In any event, she was a good fuck, and she's one of the hottest chicks I'm seeing. A solid addition to my newfound harem. Maybe I'll find a Rubik's Cube in her butthole.
Oh my God, dude.
Now, on top of that, that was awesome, and... Props to this kid, flatoutfree.wordpress.com is his blog, the journal of an anonymous trailblazer. So props to this kid, first of all, for like doing
going
this and documenting
with everything,
it.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk about some of these comments because we've kind of dealt with a little of this in our lives.
All right.
So the first one, from Successful Travel. When I first started reading this post, I thought, shit, this is how I keep losing my inserted Nuva rings.
Hey, I have that.
Exactly.
But mine comes out on your cock and looks like a sweet cock ring.
Okay, check this out. Dumbasses keep fingering me and not knowing that the random object in my vagina is actually birth control. They pull it out and throw it under their fucking bed. There goes my $20 prescription and my sanity. Then,
oh god, that's so great. I would be so pissed. Then, I would get up, check, notice it's not there, and be like, hey, fork it over.
You owe me 20.
Yeah, give that back right now.
And cab fare.
Right.
What you got on this gas tank, yeah, homie?
Fucking give that up, bitch.
Burger says he made it worse by putting it on a dinner plate and, yeah, like, making it look like a dinner.
It's so sick, dude.
It's so awful.
Anyway,
then I
on.
Scrolled down to the photo and just about vomited on my keyboard. Seriously, what in God's name is that? Doesn't this girl ever masturbate? If she had, then she would have felt this artifact rotting away in her vag hole. Still doesn't solve the mystery of my lost Nuva rings, though.
That is so great, dude. I could totally see that happening since I have a Nuva ring, and if some dude is fingering, you know, a chick with it and he doesn't know that she has that,
mm-hmm,
he's going to be like, huh,
like, am I jumping
that?
Through hoops here? Like, I don't get it. Do I light it on fire and put my dick through it? Like, is this...
Like, if you didn't know and you
know
felt
what you
that
would
in
think
me,
it...
you would be like, whoa, what is that?
At
and you
first,
would pull it out.
I would think it was a trick to make your vagina feel tighter. That, like, that was somehow attached to the opening of your vagina and it just got knocked loose. That's what
That's
I
That's what you would think?
At
really?
First, if I felt a circle like that in a vagina,
see,
and
I
had never,
a dude,
if
I
you
would,
never heard of the Nuva ring,
right,
you don't know that chick's got a ring in her
if
pussy.
If I were a dude and I'd never heard of a Nuva ring, I would think that it's a diaphragm of some kind.
You know what that,
like,
reminds me of?
You know, chick, like, condom birth control thing, like a diaphragm. You know what I'm talking about? Like
a diaphragm with a hole in the fucking middle. That
well,
works
no,
well.
It'd be a blown out one, but I'm just saying that that's Puss what it would out. Remind me of. You know, that's what I would think it is. I'd be like, well, maybe it's just busted. I ain't going to say shit because I'm going to screw her and whatever and she'll be on her way, but that's what I think it is.
You know what it reminds me of?
I'll feel it around with my cock, so whatever.
If you love it, then you should have put a ring on it. That's what that reminds me of.
Oh, my God.
Then the kid answers, the kid who wrote the post. He says, ha, I still don't know what it was. Maybe a fetus head? And don't worry, nice. I haven't extracted any Nuva rings from anyone yet. You should probably let the next guy who finds one in you take it out and act like it was an internal organ and start choking. Eventually pass out and see how long it takes for him to call 911 or call you out.
That's awesome.
Unless he's a necrophiliac, next person says. Throw away that set of silverware and plate.
Yes.
Chop your hands off, drink enough to forget it all, and I wish you the best. Adelia says it's wadded up tissue. Yes, yeah. It is most definitely wadded up tissue, paper, or toilet paper. Shame she forgot about it and left you to dissect it.
That's disgusting, dude. Seriously, that can cause you toxic shock syndrome. That's like if a chick leaves in a tampon for too long, you get too much of that fucking nasty, like, material in there that your shit discreets,
yeah,
and stuff.
Burgess says, whatever. I don't understand why guys don't ask what the fuck is going on down there before,
yeah, dude,
they
seriously?
Stick their dick in
I
it.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, you just pulled something out of this girl's vagina,
like,
and you're
oh,
not going to be like, hey.
Oh, well.
Yeah, just go and
oh,
shove your
burns,
dick.
It burns! Oh, yeah. Fuck!
Yeah, dude, just don't that think about
been,
it. Just throw your dick in there. It's
that,
fine.
That could have been Jeez. The last guy she fucked's penis.
Yeah.
Now yours is in there.
Yeah.
For the next guy to find. Yeah. And that when does it end?
Never.
Never.
Yeah, dude, don't, wouldn't you, seriously, if
seriously.
If, seriously, no, seriously, like, if you and I had just gotten together, we just met, on the first night when we ended up fucking, all right, if you would have pulled something out of my vagina.
Besides
not,
my cock.
Right.
Right.
And you did not know what it was, would you question me or would you throw it down, fuck me, question me later? Or even question me at all?
Personally.
Or post it online for the whole world to dissect.
I'm not a good cross-section of population to be asking this question.
You're like
to.
This guy. You just want to put your dick in something.
I would have
but...
pinned it up on a piece of paper and stuck it to the wall and then brought it up on the next episode of the Jam Hole and been like, Dana, turn around and tell me what that is.
I'd be like, oh, that's
I don't know what that is. I'd be like, well, it came out of your pussy. What is it? I'll put you on the spot. But I definitely still would have fucked you. I don't. I'm immune.
Dude, if I were a
I'm
guy,
I'm immune to anything anyone could ever try to give
if
me.
If I were a guy,
bring it on.
And I pulled something out of some chick's veg, and I didn't know what it was. I think I would probably ask some questions, depending on how hot this chick was. Like, if she was, like, supermodel hot, and I'm some nerd kid that, like, never gets laid.
That blogs.
Right, that blogs. Yeah, I'm probably gonna fuck her, but afterwards I'm gonna be like, hey.
He says she's hot.
Right, but afterwards I'm gonna be like, hey. So I noticed something. This kind of like
neither here nor there. Right. Well, it was more in there.
You gotta open up saying like, "Dude, you are so fucking hot. You're the best lay I've had. You're beautiful." Blah blah blah.
I just gotta know.
I just right. I would.
Is
I
this
would...
poop? Does this look familiar? Have you ever seen this?
Did
before?
Did you lose this? Did you? What is this?
Oh, there's my car keys. The next comment by Nuva. This guy's name is Nuva Ring Hunter.
Nice.
I used to get those Nuva rings around my dick, like a penis ring,
yay,
every time. And Nuva Ring Hunter says, a pity your dick is that small.
Ooh.
My girlfriend has the extra large Nuva ring for her extra large vagina, so it's cool.
I'm like, wait a minute, you get that around your cock all the time.
Obvious
only
explanation.
Only when you're fucking really hard.
Yeah, like
yeah,
you gotta
only,
go.
Yeah.
You gotta go deep and wide to get that thing stuck, and then
yeah,
you gotta just hammer it for a minute until it gets
yeah,
stuck on there. And sometimes it does, sometimes it won't.
Like we, if we're just like having, like if we're making love and being all sweet and stuff, whatever, that doesn't usually come out. But if we are fucking, like oh
fucking,
my god,
if
like,
we're fucking,
like just like fucking climbing up the wall, fucking type style. Yeah, it'll come out. And lately, you've been having me take it out anyway, because you can feel it with the tip of your dick.
Yeah, and it's kind of annoying, because sometimes it, like, tries to slide itself into my dick hole, and
what?
I don't like that feeling.
You're weird, dude.
Why?
What is it? I've heard
sometimes
from, like,
it gets sideways.
That, like, nobody can ever feel that.
Well, I got a big dick, what can I say? But sometimes it gets sideways, and it wants to, like, here's the hole. It wants to, like, do that, and I don't like the way it feels.
Well,
it's like the little lips of my pecker are like trying to bite at it, and I don't like that.
Well, for any of you women out there, here's a little helpful tip.
You have a lot of fans on YouTube, by the way, for your laparoscopic documentary.
I know, it's very
cool. Are you at 10,000 hits yet? I'm going to look that
probably
up.
Probably.
Talk what you're going to say.
But the Nuva Ring, you can still use it as a contraceptive and as, you know, fucking hormone regulator thing or whatever. But
right,
as long you can take it out for up to an hour at a time. I wouldn't go any more than an hour. Like, I wouldn't even leave it out for more than 45 minutes because that's the way I am and shit. But as long as you rinse off and put it back in within, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, it still can be used as a contraceptive, like, you know, actual birth control.
Nice.
And that's why we're able to take it out when we're fucking. So
Berger says it's better than an IUD. That shit, an IED?
IUD.
Oh, that shit pokes at your dick.
Really?
What are those? Are they like...
Really? Because I was totally thinking about getting one of those.
Are they those
dude,
little wax things? The
it's,
pellets? That
no,
you just... Pew?
No.
Oh.
No, it goes
I liked,
in your
I used
cervix
to have a girlfriend that had those, and I would take them and put them in my pellet gun, and then I would get them up there
no,
good. Gotta
this
get
has
them
to
way
be put in by an OBGYN.
Oh, I'm OBGYN.
Certified?
24/7.
Right,
365.
Okay. No, this is
all day, every day.
It's like a little plastic piece about this big, and then it has
yeah,
two little wire hooks that come out.
Oh,
like
really?
This?
That sounds creepy.
Right. Well, that plastic piece goes inside your cervix, and those two wire hooks sit on the outside of your cervix to grasp the cervix.
Oh, I bet that feels
to
nice.
Hold. But that's all the way in the back of your vag, dude. Like way in the
oh,
the,
Berger
the very
says
far
it's,
back.
It's caused by the doctor not putting it in right.
Right.
See, I'd
know,
put
I've,
it in right.
I wanted one of those, but they told me that you have to be over 25 or have
God,
already
you're
had
young,
have already had two children or whatever. But one doctor was like, they would put it in
should
for
tell
me,
her
it was way too much.
You've had two, technically.
I was like, dude, I had an ovary removed, and I'm not looking forward to having children
dude,
in the future. So.
I've had like 8 kids, just they've all been killed shortly thereafter.
Why'd you call me so young? I'm 24.
Well, just, it's funny that, like, you're not old enough to get that done yet. Like, I could roll in wherever and be like, tie these bad fuckers. And they would tie those bad
well,
fuckers.
Well, they have a hard, even if you are 25
I have
or
a hard
over,
time
with women that haven't had
right
children
now
yet, they get really worried about doing that
because
they change their fucking mind.
We're almost extinct. Have you seen it outside? There's like no, it's ghost town.
There's like two people
out
there.
Have you seen LA lately? There's like nobody there.
Yeah, like nobody brings their infants to a movie theater or anything. It's not like we're that overpopulated.
There's UID and there's, I think Brian died. There hasn't been a Brian is in you show in forever.
Anyway.
I think it's just UID there. All by themselves. That's sad. All
right. Anyway.
I can see why you would do that. No, definitely. That's a good idea.
But yeah.
Your videos here, 8,266 views.
Altogether?
No, that's on the most popular one.
Oh, nice.
That's
so
the
altogether,
actual
I've got
surgery.
Over 10,000, I'm guessing.
Between the four, 8,266 plus 2,070, that's 10,000 right there, plus 1,263 plus 5,892. Oh, yeah. You're almost like 20,000, dude.
Fuck yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So nice nice work with that.
Oh, yeah. I need to have another surgery.
Hey, way to get...
you know?
There's mad comments on those videos, though. Like,
I
out
know.
Of, are the other shit that we've done on YouTube that's gotten anywhere near those hits were the Salvia videos.
Like,
and those
why don't
are up
you
in the
read
thousands.
A comment? Like, are there cool... There's cool comments on there. People are, like, way into that shit.
Yeah, well,
I
it's because
it totally
there's, like...
I guess did help... people there's, and that was my goal, so that's really cool. Fucking
there's mad amounts
something.
Of girls going through that.
Yeah, it feels really cool because that's what I intended on doing when I set out to do it, was to, you know, help other people in that situation or people that are just curious and have a sick twisted mind and like to see that shit.
All right,
but it's cool. Like, I actually accomplished that and I did that for people.
The man 244 says, holy fuck, that thing looks like a baseball. And then I said, I know, right? Greek lady Angeliki says, every time I watch this, it creeps me out because I had 2 football-sized cysts. Is that possible?
Yes. It's a very...
Football?
Yes.
Like, set, hike?
If mine went unnoticed, it could
right,
have
how would you not...
Size.
Like, it could get that... You'd have to yes. be a big chick.
Yeah.
With a voluptuous womb.
See, I was not that large. And when I laid down, you could see a lot
yeah.
where it was. And I could feel it, and it was causing me pain. So that's why
you?
I knew it was there. But some people, it's in a good spot, and it doesn't fucking bother them.
This is in a good spot. I like it.
Well,
I like
no,
it
you know
right
what I mean?
Here.
It's cushioned around shit, and it's not anywhere near nerves or anything that are going to cause you pain. So it goes unnoticed until it starts getting large enough to where you can see it or feel it. You know, it's like people that fucking don't know they're pregnant until they're fucking pushing out a twat turd.
Right.
You know, they didn't notice it. They can't feel it.
She says,
because you're fat.
They couldn't get mine through a bag. I got cut wide open from above my belly button to right above my vagina. I'm 14 months pre-op. This was a week ago she wrote this. Mm-hmm. And I've had some little problems. I was in hospital a long time. Someone else, new field lady 07, says, thanks for posting this. I got to have the same surgery done in 2 weeks, scared shitless, but by watching this, at least I know what to expect.
Cool. Lots See, that's exactly pills. What I intended on doing when I was making this. That's what I wanted right there. That is exactly what I intended to give people. And I did that. And so
Malika,
I have a little sense of self-worth now.
Malika A10 says, wow, you're a brave woman. Very thankful and happy that your surgery was successful. Thank God. My best friend has a tumor that's 7 centimeters. Her surgery is in May, and after seeing this, I now understand that the procedure is very successful and that the results are healthy as long as you live in the U.S. Thank you for posting this informative footage for other women to understand and be aware of this problem.
That's pretty cool. It's fucking awesome. It does make me like think like, huh, I should totally have another surgery and post it on there and I'll have like way more hits again. Like,
well, we can arrange that.
Right? Hey, punch me a few times on the right side. On the right side. Okay?
Other side.
The right side. Don't need no more damage on the left. It's cool.
So
just hit it enough and
people giving thanks.
Yeah.
It's
fucking awesome. So there you go, people. Fucking check out
There's
my
a lot of videos about this now, though.
Yeah, I know.
Like, back when you did it, there wasn't hardly any.
And that's
now
why I made it. I was upset that there was the video itself.
Some
of the
these
surgery,
have, like,
but...
922,000 views. That's, like, almost mm-hmm. a million.
People
infected,
are into that shit.
Infected sebaceous cyst drained. Posted by...
Ew.
Posted by Smacktastic.
Ew!
Smacktastic. That's so awesome.
Dude, a sebaceous
it's
cyst,
like
isn't that what you had?
It's like right here.
Isn't that what you had, a sebaceous cyst?
Yeah. Not an infected one, though.
Oh, I'm sure it was infected at one point. No, it never got infected.
It just kept bleeding all the time.
Well, you had pus that came out of it,
too. I have so much blood going to my dick at all times. It just...
Well, you had pus come out of it, too, at some point. So I'm sure it was infected. Oh, dude, did you tell anybody yet that didn't heal up right? And you can put
it
stuff...
It did heal up right. What are you talking about? All right, Giggly.
So cool. Oh my god.
I can't even believe that I showed you that.
You were like, hey, come here. You can...
It's a piercing. It's cool. I can like stick things through it. It's kind of neat. I was putting pencils through it the other day.
It's like if you pinch your skin together and you have an opening on either side, and then you could put something through that opening while you pinch your skin together, and it looks like a piercing. Well, that's how they fucking stitched up the side of his cock, but they failed to close the holes on each side. So he's got
it kind of looks like my tattoo.
Oh my god, like, don't ever. That makes your dick sound so horrible right there. It looks like my tattoo, which looks like the inside of a Wraith Hive ship.
Right. The Wraith Hive ship. That's awesome.
Yes, your car looks you can, like a Wraith Hive ship. Wonderful.
For example, I could put your car key in it and walk around with it like that in my
yeah,
car.
Yeah, he can. He did not I should, choose I should to grip, have a cock piercing.
I should put that lip ring I have in it. I have a lip ring that.
Let's put something in it and fuck with it.
All right.
Okay.
And then we'll put it all in your mouth. Yay.
No, I just want to fuck with it.
Of course. All right.
Well, I don't know what's in there. That'll be kind of creepy if I have to put it in my mouth and there's something stuck in the hole. I don't know. It'd be weird. Anyway.
One of the comments going back to this, what the fuck did I pull out of her vagina thing?
Uh-huh.
This is so awesome. By Ginger, my god, this is an insane explanation. How stupid exactly do you think women are? Don't ask questions that you don't want to know the answer to.
Wait, what?
Stupid enough to be wiping shit into their vagina? Really? Like, right up into it?
Hey, you know what?
I love you, Ginger. Right up into it, really?
Dude, I think there
And then
are...
being like, duh, where'd that piece of toilet paper go? Oh, well, forget it.
No, dude, I think there are women out there that are that fucking stupid. You know why?
Well, Ginger begs to differ, and she says, as a woman, I'm actually insulted. My guess, she just got her period a while ago, was using bunched-up tissue as an improvised tampon, and then, unfortunately, she forgot about it. That's so fucked up. There's an app for that. You can totally track when you're on the rag and have it send you reminders like, hey, bitch, take your tampon out.
But check this out. There
you can use that if you use that.
Women that are that fucking stupid. Because remember when I had that kidney infection? Right? Just a little, like, not too long ago, a couple months ago or whatever. When I had to go in to the hospital for this kidney infection, I'm completely, fucked up and like fever out my fucking brains, whatever, going nuts. And how you get kidney infections is basically kind of through a bladder infection. All right. So it kind of has to go that whole route. And so the nurse comes in and asks me, she goes, so this is kind of going to sound like a weird question, but she's like, when you go to the bathroom, do you wipe front to back or back to front?
I always have to play that No Effects song
like,
in my
what?
Head.
I was like, are you fucking serious right now? That. Like, you have to ask me them? Like, is there anyone in this world stupid enough to fucking wipe back to front? Do I want to wipe shit through my fucking vag? Like, I seriously said this. I was so pissed off at that point. I was like, I'm not fucking feeling right. And you're asking me if I'm wiping shit through my twat? No, I don't. What? She's like, well, you'd be surprised about how many people do that. And I'm like, oh my fucking god, dude. Does that need to be in like the sex education shit that we show kids in school? Hey, this is how you wipe your twat. Don't wipe it with a shit covered towel.
That's gross. Thank
because
you.
Common sense is not something that the fucking society is blessing with our kids nowadays.
Hmm.
That has to be taught, and it's not just common. Like, common sense. Yeah, I was. Like,
I dab. Personally.
Well, you have a penis.
Right.
So, I mean, you don't wipe shit into your pee hole.
Not generally. This one time, though, like, it hit the toilet, and I swear it came back out some. And anyway. So, right. The one I was reading here, before we got sidetracked.
My point is women are that stupid.
Read the answer to it. But
some women are.
This dude, the obvious explanation, it's a rolled up piece of shit coated toilet roll. This is why women should always wipe front to back to avoid getting UTIs and stinky things lodged in their vagina. Stinky thing.
I bet you it was like that chick said, and she had used like a bunch of paper towel, whatever.
Woman has recently had period, probably messy, morning or leaked at work. Use toilet roll to wipe. Piece of toilet roll rips off and lodges in buttocks, so when wiping again, it acts like a snowball, rolling around and picking up shit, thus getting round, brown, and large. The female in question has wiped from back to front, creating a poo bog roll ball in a desperate attempt to clean herself, but sadly has wiped it all the way from her buttocks into her vagina.
No, I'm going to go ahead and tell you exactly
where
what
she
happened.
Hasn't recently visited due to period and has no idea it's there. By the way, I'm a male, so have never done this due to lack of vagina. Hope this helps.
Oh, God. Dude, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. All right. She used... Okay, when you're, like, bleeding in a place and you don't have a tampon or pad or whatever, what you should do is take toilet paper, fold it up, and just put it in your junk. Not, like, shove it up in you, but put it in your underwear like a pad. Okay? So that way you're cool until you get somewhere to fucking get a tampon. You don't shove loose toilet paper up your twat. Okay? Because toilet paper, I don't know if you know this or not, but it rips fairly easy. And if you shove that up there, and then you, like, later, you go to try to pull it out, I'm assuming what this girl did was shove the toilet paper up her to soak up the blood, and then she went to pull it out, thought she got all of it out, did not get all of it out. That
clearly
ball
did
bunched
not.
Up and stayed in her, and why it turned brown is because of all the fucking
poop.
Blood that got stuck in it.
Poop.
No, it's dried blood.
Right.
It's nasty, dried
he
fucking
said it
vagina
smelled
blood.
Like poop.
Well, it's probably been in there for a while. Probably since her last fucking period,
a
I
month?
Would guess.
How, do you think so?
That could happen.
Is that possible?
It's possible. So.
And then.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but that's in my opinion, that's what happened. Okay, just seriously, fold it up and put it in your fucking underwear like a pad. Don't shove it in your goddamn vagina, okay? Toilet paper rips easy. It's not good. Do you really want something rotting inside your twat? For that long? For some fucking guy to
I don't
find?
Want... Personally, I don't want anything rotting in my twat, ever.
Me either,
for
dude.
Never long. Ever.
Not unless it's your cock.
I don't want my cock rotting in your
it's
vagina.
It's not gonna rot in there. Unless
it
we get
not.
Shot while we're having sex, and then we just die, and then
we
it's
fall
just
asleep.
Rotting.
How long does it take for a cock to rot in
it'll
your
it'll probably
twat?
Pickle first. That's cool.
Thanks.
It gonna come out all pruny.
All right, well... Thank you.
Oh, it's good.
Okay. Something else to give thanks for?
Oh, what?
Bangladesh. Let's give thanks to the... Let's give also thanks to the United Arab Emirates for following Sharia law. Sharia law, of course, we know, is the crazy Muslim law, right? Okay.
Sure.
So, an unmarried foreign couple who admitted... Here's... Can you guess what their mistake was here? Okay.
What?
Had admitted having sex in the United Arab Emirates, and they have been ordered to receive 100 lashes by a Sharia court. Now, what was their mistake there?
Admitting.
Right. Admitting to having sex because they're not married. They're foreign. They're just me and you. Just chilling. Not married yet. Ever. Do you want to go to the UAE? On vacation and have sex? How do you think they got caught, though? I'm curious. The pair there, a Filipina maid and her Bangladeshi boyfriend, were also ordered to be deported after the harsh... Well, hey, we're leaving anyways.
Right?
Fuck this place. After the harsh punishment meted out just 20 miles from Dubai in Sharjah. Police arrested the couple after a house owner... Dick move reported how she saw the man only identified as SM leave the home. Both the maid, identified in court documents as NM, and her lover then admitted to unlawful sex and were handed the harsh punishment because you are both believing in the same dumb shit. They're Muslims.
Dude, that is so ridiculous.
They admitted to having sex several times at the house owned by the maid's sponsor, the employer who previously backed her to stay in the country. The man is believed to have already undergone his punishment, sustaining horrendous welts on his back and legs. Would you like to see what that looks like?
Sure.
In the chat.
Seriously, you get
there?
Fucking whipped for that shit? Like, that's right? Horrible, man.
Sharia law. That's
just me
what
and
the
you.
Muslims
what we
believe.
Do, what we do here.
We don't believe
and
that.
What we do here.
Because
just
we're not
being
stupid.
Together.
Right.
Like us, you know.
This
just
is
two
no,
people who love each other th- and
no.
aren't married.
Sorry.
And we
no.
fuck.
No.
And we
whoa,
get caught.
Whoa. I don't want to get whipped 100 times. That did you see that?
Dude, I wonder how many times we'd be whipped.
100.
A billion. How many times we have sex?
I don't think that's how oh. they do it.
Damn,
they probably
dude.
Have, right? They
fuck.
Probably have some sort of equation for that.
He's going to have some scarring, man.
You think?
What about the girl? Did the girl get whipped?
I don't know. The man's ordeal may not yet be over. It was reported that he may face a year in prison for illegally entering her home.
Illegally entering her home when she welcomed him into it.
Sharia law. According to Sharia law, if Muslims commit adultery, they shall be lashed and deported if they are expatriates. But non-Muslims will only be jailed and then deported. The case is reminiscent of that two British people deported for having sex on a Dubai beach back in 08. Vince Acores from Bromley in Kent traveled to Dubai for what was planned as a three-day business trip. While there, he joined a group of friends at one of the city's infamous all-you-can-drink brunches. 4 hours of eating and drinking later, he moved on to a nightclub, met a fellow Briton, Michelle Palmer, who was working in Dubai as a publishing saleswoman. Later that evening, they were arrested after being discovered half-naked on a sun lounger on the city's beach. Super awesome. Found guilty of having sex in public, acting indecently, and being drunk in public, but an appeal court suspended their 3-month prison sentence and instead just kicked him out. Why would you what would you ever possibly need to go to that shithole weird place for ever?
I have no need.
Could you imagine if we were governed by this ridiculous law?
No, dude.
This is like the book of...
I would have been married like 20 times just so I could have sex.
Yeah, you would have been raped and killed like 20 times.
Seriously, but if we had to be under that law, you'd be married by now, like 20 fucking times, just so you could fuck without getting whipped or thrown in prison.
What is the purpose for that, though? Like, I understand the Bible from a I have a population to control aspect, but, like, what does this serve in controlling a population? Like, some of their laws are just straight up silly.
Yeah.
Silly.
Very.
Like, I don't understand how that serves. Like, when they were writing the book, they were like, let's just think of the most ridiculous shit and see if they do it.
And they do.
And it caught on. Just they like do. Scientology. Let's just think of the most out there shit and see if people do it.
That's just ridiculous, dude. Seriously, I thought, you know, love and everything like that should be something that is... You know,
yeah, Burger's right. So, and of course, some of our laws are silly. Of course. Most of our laws are silly. But we're not lashing people 100 times for getting fucked.
Right.
Know, or for fucking. So
that's really silly.
So that's pretty fucking silly.
If you love somebody and you don't feel like getting
well,
married,
and if
you
just
want
to fuck. Sometimes we just want to fuck. If I'm on Craigslist and I'm looking for a discreet casual encounter, I don't want to worry about am I going to get fucking lashed 1,000 fucking times.
Right.
Could you imagine like being there on the bed just face down, just like taking it? Huh. Fuck that.
No.
I would
sucks.
Rip the chains off like fucking He-Man and just start like killing people. With my bare hands.
Burger says, I'd like to get lashed while having sex. I wonder if they'd let you do that.
Not
like,
with
hey,
a
can
fucking,
I fuck while you're doing
not
this?
Not with a cane stick. Fuck that. A cat of nine tails just like, whoosh. Oh, no. All right. And I also, in the same kind of area, this is Saudi Arabia here. Did you? This is. I saw this story a while ago, and this is like an update to it. We never did get around to it, but it's kind of fucked up. This woman is in a hospital with her head bandaged, lips cut off, burns all over her body, broken bones, of course. The shocking photos of her injuries have caused an uproar in her home country of Indonesia. But many fear the what? Here.
Is there a picture of her face?
Yes. But many fear Sumiati is not alone in her suffering. She arrived in Saudi Arabia in July, 23 years old, eager to start work as a maid.
She's 23? She looks like a little kid.
Yeah, times are tough over there. She's actually 12, but 12 is the new 23 over there. Uh-huh. 12 is the old 23 over there. She was going to be a maid to support her family back home. 4 months later, she is Indonesia's poster child for migrant abuse, alone and staring vacantly from a hospital bed, her face sliced and battered. Public anger has forced President Susilo Bambang to take action, to acknowledge the problem. Is this a problem? Yes, we acknowledge that that is, in fact, a problem. But according to Sharia law, she deserved it. So...
That looks pretty bad, dude. Like, she got an ass whooping.
Yeah, her employer is taken into custody by police, is accused of cutting off part of her lips with scissors.
Why would you scalding, do that?
Because you can, because it's Saudi Arabia and women don't mean anything there.
I guess.
Because that's the law.
Don't you like women? Come on.
Is Saudi Arabia the same Sharia law? They're all like Muslims, right? Everybody in the Middle East does that, right?
I don't know, dude. Have I been there? No.
Well, no, but...
Do I have any desire to go there?
No. Okay. Ever. Ever.
Do you see what they do to the women there? You think I'm going there?
I know, I could
I'll
not...
keep my happy ass
I
here.
I could not imagine you there. We'd be walking down the street, and I'd be like, just stare at the ground and don't open your mouth.
I'll just walk around in a bikini and, like, wink at people. All. Sup?
Sup? Oh, hey! Oh, hey. My God.
No,
arrested.
I'm with this one. I'm with the. I got
Durga,
a guy.
Durga. I don't. I've never seen her in my life. No, we're both white. Total coincidence. I swear.
It's like tattoos everywhere.
Take her away.
Shit, like, what's up?
Take her away, please.
What's up?
He scalded her back with an iron.
I'd take like 5 minutes before I was fucking dead after walking out of the airport. Guarantee you. Oh, God.
Fractured her middle finger, beating her legs until she could hardly walk. She was admitted to the hospital 3 weeks ago, unconscious, with signs of malnutrition, blood loss, could barely speak, in addition to the horrifying visible scars. She claims the mother and daughter both beat her regularly.
Ugh.
See, the men beat on the mother and daughter, so in turn the mother and daughter beat on their new Indonesian maid. Because, you know, there's plenty more where that came from. If it breaks or something.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
That really... I don't know, dude. That's not cool, man. Shouldn't do that.
It's hardly the first such case, of course. Again, we hear about slavery-like conditions, torture, sexual abuse, and even death. But our government has chosen to ignore it. Why? Because they're women, and they don't care about women.
You
know why? Because migrant workers generate $7.5 billion.
Now, check this out.
That's why. It's all about the Benjamins.
I understand, not to say that I approve or condone anything. What?
Berger says, because they are slaves, property that you can do with what you wish.
All right, check this out.
Holla.
Not saying that I condone any of this.
No, this is not funny at all. There should be no slavery, like any of this. But
I'm going to go and say that I understand where, you know, I can understand men beating these women.
But it was women that beat these women.
Right.
Well, one in particular.
Right. Now, what I'm going to say is that...
The man did cut her lips off with scissors.
Men will beat women, you know, because of sexual whatever. You know, that's usually
sexual
what their...
Sexual unsatisfaction.
That's usually what their shit is from. Like... He's like, suck my dick, and the bitch is like, yeah,
punches her
right
in
and does
the
some
eye
stupid shit
and is like, suck my dick, and then she does.
Anyway, so I can see
you're lucky we have to go to my mom's house tomorrow. Can't be bringing you up there all bruised and shit.
Right. Anyway, but I'm wondering if something like this was going on with the girl, the employee or whatever, and the husband, and then the wife had found out.
The wife and
like,
the daughter are like,
right, and
bitch.
She's like, I'm going to fuck you up so my husband then, don't even want to fucking look at you anymore.
But then why
like,
would he
it's
cut...
It's jealousy,
why
I bet
would,
you.
Why would he cut her lips off with scissors?
That is, I was really hoping that the woman would have done that because I could see the woman going like, you'll never fucking
that,
put your lips on his dick again, bitch, and like cuts him off. But if the dude did it, then I
it
don't
says
know.
The, he is accused of cutting off part of her lips with scissors, scalding her back with the iron, fracturing, all that shit. But then
maybe
here it
some really
says
hardcore S&M shit.
She claims that the mother and daughter both beat her regularly. They may all be getting in on that actually, but. Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know.
But you know what? That's like if you choose, I guess, as a people to follow
this doesn't
silly
say...
bullshit laws like that, then this is kind of what you have to deal with.
Well,
right?
This doesn't say anything about sex.
If
usually
your laws
this shit
say
is...
women are shit, then.
Usually, shit like this is like totally sexually related. And usually they're getting raped and beaten on a regular basis. But this doesn't say anything about sex. Like, I wonder if it's just because they're fucking nuts and they're like, I have somebody here and they're not going to fucking say anything because they want the money and
so,
they're going to keep working here. I'm just going to beat the fuck out of them because I'm angry. I'm an angry fuck and I'm going to beat this person. Like, that blows my mind. Usually, it is sex. It's sex. That's what drives our entire fucking world.
This is a whole trade, though. This is a whole trade. It's money. This is a $6.5 billion industry. That employs through more than 6.5 million workers every year. But see, so they went and they put her face on all these posters and shit.
Right,
and
yeah.
Then...
I've actually seen that on a commercial already.
And then...
On the TV.
It comes out that another Indonesian maid, who is 36, had been tortured to death by her Saudi employer, her body found in a trash can in the town of Abha.
Wow.
That's pretty
that
crazy.
That sucks, man.
So, the moral
never,
of the story?
I have no if, intention on going over there whatsoever.
If you're
no
not
design,
Indonesian, you're good to go. If you're Indonesian, don't go to Saudi Arabia and be a maid. Ever.
Right? If you're dark, don't
right.
go there.
That's no good.
If you look like you could be, oh, la, la, don't go there.
That's yeah. a huge industry, though.
I don't know, dude.
That's crazy. But, like, so these workers stop going there, then what happens? Does that whole... That's, like, enough to support a whole economy. Does that just stop? Do the hotels...
Know.
Do people... Do the rich guys that go there to bang kids, like, stop getting towels sent to their rooms? Or, like, how, what happens?
Know.
No, you have to fix your own beds in the hotel now?
I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
That is crazy.
The average wage there, it's a sprawling nation of 237 million people.
Wow.
$300 a month. No big. It's all about the Benjamins.
That's not even my car payment.
That's the average wage is less than.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Wow, dude.
Wow. And that's communism over there, so like that's pretty much what
everybody Indonesia,
gets.
Well, is it really? Is it's... Most of that is the Sharia law, isn't it?
I don't know.
All the Muslims, at least. I guess all the other places
have
whatever.
Are there different levels with that?
Probably.
Like,
crazy, completely
middle class,
crazy.
Middle class, higher class, lower class, all that shit. And, like, you get paid however
yeah, but,
much.
Yeah, the
to.
Asian ones are communists. Well, China, at least. I don't.
So if you're a doctor, you make as
Japan
much as a pizza
is.
Delivery
I
guy?
I honestly don't know. Never been there.
Anyway.
Pretty crazy,
that
though.
Sucks. I'm sorry
yeah,
that chick got
sure.
her lips cut off. That's kind of gay. Well, I guess, you know what? She will never have to worry about giving blowjobs again.
Ever. Ever. With a face like that?
Like, hey.
All I want to do is cry. When I
suck
look,
your dick.
When I look at you, all I do is cry. You're like a piranha. Get away from me. Thank you.
Oh god.
I don't ever want to see you do that again.
Looks like Chatters from Hellraiser.
Yes,
dude,
I don't ever want to see that again.
Oh god.
Okay, moving on. Also, can we give thanks for crazy people that have swords?
Alright, I can give thanks for that.
This was a crazed bit actor wielding an ornate Freemason sword. He hacked his mother to death.
All right.
In their Brooklyn apartment while screaming out Bible passages and Masonic references. For God so loved the fucking world that he gave his only son. Just like hacking her to... Dude. Man, could you imagine?
No.
Repent, 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 he screamed at his 55-year-old mother during his bizarre meltdown and the subsequent bloodbath that ensued.
Makes me think of in the
movie... He's 31. He had roles in Ugly Betty and the movie Step Up 3D.
Wow.
Dude, if that was my last known for, I would have killed myself, not my mom.
Like, Ugly Betty's pretty big, though. Like,
but that's... Step Up 3D completely negates, like, any...
I don't even know what that is, so...
Any. Do you want to get served?
I don't even know what that is.
Do you see that?
Oh, wait! It's
I just served you.
That...
Do you see what...
Oh, okay. I get it. I get it. I know. I've seen the commercial, I think, or some shit, the preview. Yeah, I think
I just served you, like, three times.
All right, cool.
Oh, now we have to have a dance-off. Pants-off, dance-off. Ready? But he did
you
with
can
a...
You take this on, seriously. It reminds me of...
Check this out. He was heard repeatedly through the door shouting about the, quote, architect of the universe, a term used by Freemasons to refer to a supreme being. Longtime family friend Sylvia Benoit confirmed that Bria was a member of the Freemasons and had been to a meeting earlier in the evening. The Masonic plus five sword of justice used to kill his fucking mom to slay 3 foot long and meant for ceremonial use.
3 foot long?
Fuck yeah.
Damn, dude.
Would you like to see a picture?
Not really.
Would you like to know more?
Dude,
there you go. It's a very interactive show we do here.
I know, huh?
In the chat. There you go.
Right,
gotta catch
I'm curious,
it live for
so
that.
I'm just going to go ahead and
it's pretty sweet sword. You know. It ain't no magic sword of wisdom or nothing, but I mean, you know, it's all right.
God.
It's better than, you know, like...
That's pretty cool. It's all like
it's,
squiggly.
It's better than your everyday crackhead pawn shop katana or samurai fake.
Is that a picture of the dude in the green shirt?
I guess. Yes.
Well, he looks so happy.
Can you imagine that happy face just like yelling, repent, repent, to like slaying his mom?
Every time I think of a stabbing with like swords and shit, I think of the movie Big Money Hustlers when the ninjas are sent to fucking kill the fat, sweaty Betty bitch. And they're like, they're playing the song, girl, you know, I love you, but now you gotta die. Now you gotta die. That shit. And like you see the shadow of the big fat bitch and they're like, stabbing and poking her. They're like, Yeah, that's what I think of every time people get stabbed.
he was taken to a psych ward, Bellevue there. And when asked, he allegedly blurted out, when I looked at my mother, I saw the devil.
Huh.
You can't scare people with burning in hell and the devil and not expect shit like this not to happen.
Hey, if you look at your parents and see the devil... Do what I did. Get a tattoo.
There you go.
Call it good.
There you go.
Don't stab the fucker. Come on.
Yeah,
it's all right.
It's not his fault.
You know it's there. It's
if God wasn't being such a dick, none of this would have happened. You know?
I know.
You know. He kept chanting. That's so creepy. Repent.
Repent.
The end is nigh.
Anyway.
He continued ranting about Freemasons as he was wheeled out on a stretcher, repeatedly screaming, the greatest in the universe. Neighbors said the trouble began around 1 a.m. when they first heard screams coming from his apartment. He kept chanting, repent, says the woman that lived under him. He kept asking her if she believed in Jesus Christ, if she believed in God. She was yelling, help me, God, help me. Several 911 calls starting around 1 a.m. reported a domestic argument. When cops got there, they could hear him chanting biblical phrases behind the locked door, but there was no indication of a fight. A neighbor pointed out blood on the windowsill. Police then tried numerous ways to get inside, including a fire escape. Once inside, they saw him gripping the sword of justice plus five and a trail of blood leading to a closed door. This is all kind of like Seven, almost, like getting in there and it's all like, lactose, all creepy and shit. Repent, God. Like the hand of God coming to save her. Oh, I was like, 2 seconds too late.
Hashtag crash.
Traffic. Angels, like, everywhere. It's getting really crowded up there, too. I gave them free will, and they all just stopped what they were doing and started fucking. It was weird. All
right. Well, we are at an hour 09, so is this the end of this story, or you got something
else? Did you
want to
hear about
us?
That little kid that
what
had the
kid?
Weird look on his face?
Yes, I kind of doubt.
Okay,
I'm very
well,
curious about that.
Basically, he was at school, and he got...
Someone made his face like that. Tell me somebody hit him.
They were
really
kneeling
hard.
Or crouching on the floor painting. 4 sheets of paper, which were stuck together. Uh-huh. The paper was too big to fit on a desk. A girl stood up and bumped into him. As she did so, causing him to fall over and fall onto the paintbrush of a third child. A kid was down there painting. He fell onto the in his eye.
Oh.
You have to see this.
Oh, dude.
Again, to keep the show very interactive tonight.
Oh, my
look
God.
Look at the look on this kid's face. It is priceless.
Oh, my fuck,
so,
dude.
Of course, the dad is suing the school, demanding damages of $2.5 million.
You can't, I mean, I guess you can sue for that, but
they
you
had
really
not,
shouldn't because...
He says they had not done enough to ensure that Thomas, the child, was not exposed to unnecessary risk.
But, dude, it's a paintbrush. You're going to have paintbrushes in a little kid's
and
school, okay?
So the school counters by saying there was no report of any similar accident in any school in the UK ever.
Well, you know what? In all honesty, for having a paintbrush shoved in your fucking eye, he doesn't look that off, okay? He just looks like he has a lazy eye. A bad one.
And, like, well, no, because, like, part of his face kind of droops, too. That might, hey, that
might
may
have a nerve.
That may have been there before, though. I
could have been, but
I
as far
know.
As his eyes go, that's not so fucking bad.
The
at least the eye didn't get like completely broken and smashed.
Yeah, right.
Then it wouldn't even be able to look like there's an eye there. You just
right.
have like a fucking socket.
Well, yeah, because it was just a paintbrush. The pointed end of the foot-long thin brush went into his left eye. Wait, which
yeah, the one?
The one
that's crossed.
No shit.
The one that's
thank
like,
you.
Hey,
thank
look,
you.
He looks like this.
Oh, his left eye.
He looks
really?
Like this.
That's funny. Thomas spent a month in the hospital. The accident left him with no sight in that eye and has also suffered a number of permanent disabilities. That is so fucking creepy. I can't even look at you when you do that. Don't ever do that. That's going to be on the prenup, by the way, if we do this.
Do I look like I have Downs? Because that's what I go
little
for
bit.
When I do that.
A little bit.
I really try for the downy face.
Yeah, it's definitely a downy face.
Downy frowny
face.
Yay.
The court... permanent,
I can't open the camera.
I know, I can't look at the picture. It's such a classic look.
Is that
look.
What I look like when I do Let's, that?
Now smile, honey.
Fuck the kid, I gotta smile? Come on, look at him.
He was left there saying...
The fuck is there to smile about?
With poor concentration and memory and significant fatigue. Mom, I'm tired.
I gotta sleep now.
I'm not tired, but my eye is.
I'm really fucking tired.
In the action, it is alleged that the chances of Thomas finding a job are remote and it is unlikely he will be able to live independently in the future. Lady Dorian was told that since the
got
accident...
brain damage and shit from it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Went in there a ways. Yeah. Foot long.
Poked some shit around, huh?
So, in response to this, they say the accident made the local authority issue a safety flash warning, stopping children working on the floor, and banning the use of long paintbrushes.
Well, you remember in elementary
there's
school
the answer.
And stuff, they use...
No more paintbrushes.
In elementary school, they do use those, like, foot-long paintbrushes. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that come in the little
yeah, how... like, oops, bump. This is like the Rube Goldberg of fucking suicide machines. Like,
yeah.
A ball falls through this thing, hits a girl, she gets up, bumps him, another kid is painting, and he just happens to fall on it. Like, cool. Thanks, God. You had like 10 minutes to stop this process from happening, and you were just like, nope, it's cool.
There's something like this that happened that I know of, but it was more intentional than anything. It wasn't an accident. My little brother, when he was a kid, he thought it was really funny to sharpen a pencil and hold it upright in a seat and wait for the girls to sit down on it. And
whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
He never got caught until, because, you know, girls would be like, ha, 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 whatever. And, like, you know, they would see it and they would, you know, get him to move or whatever. Or, you know, it would break or something like that. Well, one girl sat on
your
on
ass?
It. Yeah.
A pencil?
A pencil.
That's not very nice.
Anyway.
Up your twat hole.
No, no, it wasn't up the twat. But anyway, my my brother fucking, he was a little kid, dude. We moved up here when he was 10. And he was a little bastard-ass asshole child
because
he moved fucking 4,000 miles away from anything he knew.
Aww.
He's a little kid, man. He doesn't fucking know anybody. He had a serious problem with girls. Like, he was fucking mean to girls back when he was little. It was bad. But he fucking, you know, he got a different girl.
I don't know, dude. Being around your mom, like, all the time, you would think all girls were like that. You'd probably be mean to him, too.
Dude, my, seriously?
Like, is this what all girls are like?
My brother got in a lot of trouble. You have no idea. My brother used to be really fucking bad, dude. Like, anyway. He fucking sharpened this pencil and put it in the seat. And, you know, it was a different girl who he hadn't done it to it yet. And she didn't fucking see it. And she sat right down, just perfect. That pencil went, like, a half inch into her ass cheek.
Ouch.
Yeah. My brother got in so much fucking trouble. We got a fucking phone call, like, immediately. He wasn't allowed to go to school for, like, a week. They were, you know, debating on fucking kicking him out of the school and all this shit. Like, it was some crazy crap. I was like, damn. But you know what? It's like...
Burger wants to know what the kid sounds like, and there is a video here.
Yeah.
Let's see. If it'll play without an adverse, we can maybe play this.
Yeah, and the family of that girl wanted to, they were going to sue our fucking family. They were going to sue us.
Thomas Brown used to run circles around the
Can you hear that?
Josh, yeah. But following his accident 7 years ago, he's less steady on his feet. On April the 3rd, 2003, he fell over during an art class and his eye was pierced with a paintbrush. He suffered catastrophic brain damage and was left paralysed on his left side. His family say it's hard to watch their once boisterous son struggle to cope.
I think he's lost it in his childhood.
I want to hear him talk.
He likes his football, he loved the football. He loved playing football, he was always outside, he was an outdoor boy. Yeah, he's out here, you know, he's up there and he plays his computer or he's on the laptop. That's all.
He's always on that fucking Facebook, that's all.
There's nothing
new for Thomas's father accused the local authority of exposing his son to unnecessary risk. North Lanarkshire Council argued that the freak accident was unforeseeable. Today, the Court of Session ruled in the family's favour, finding that foreseeability is not the same as frequency, and that an accident might really happen, yet nevertheless be foreseeable.
Just like the wee hens and that, like, don't know that.
Is that the kid?
Running and playing football and that. Can't make it out of that.
Basically,
do you miss that?
What the fuck did he say? Today the
I don't understand that language, like, at all, anyway.
Did he say shillelagh? I swear I heard shillelagh.
Maybe.
I have shillelagh.
They all talk kind of weird, so.
Touch me lucky charms, I blow your ass to pieces. Like, that's pretty much all I can out of that.
Oh, shit. Alright, so, well, I hope you, congratulations in getting everyone's paintbrush taken away from them. I would be so pissed if the teacher came and took it away. I'm, like, in the middle of this, like, masterpiece, my third grade masterpiece, and right. She's like,
yoink.
There goes your fucking paintbrush.
Oh, and
sorry, dude.
Burger wants to know if they sued my parents. No, they did not sue my parents. They talked it out and shit, and they apologized. Me and my brother apologized to the little girl,
and everything
got,
was
they
good.
They got separated, classes got switched, blah, 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 the whole nine yards, and... Yeah.
Oh, and before we get out here,
and
one
last
thing.
My brother's explanation was, I thought it'd be funny.
Well, you know.
It was like, it was funny to me. It's funny. It was funny. What? Like, it's funny.
Sometimes, I guess it is. Speaking of, you know, giving thanks and being Thanksgiving and all that, the godfather of ecstasy.
Oh, yeah.
Alexander Shulgin, apparently, right. He's the godfather of ecstasy. He's 85 years old.
Well, thank you, sir, for a 15-hour fucking period of my life where I was sweating my brains out and
you didn't
hated
like
everything.
That, huh?
No, I did not.
Fuck, man. It's a good shit.
If I don't like sweating my brains out like that,
if you
man.
Get,
it's
well,
so bad.
Where were you? Were you like in a fucking rave with like a
no,
thousand people?
No, I was
people?
Not in a rave with a bunch of people, but it was not cool. I mean, like, I'm sure if I get some other shit that's cut with, you know, or it depends on what it's based with. I'm
yeah, it's got to be good. But anyway, yeah, he...
So, I don't know. This was not that great.
He suffered a stroke, apparently.
Aww.
He
why? Because you're doing E?
This is so good. I can't believe
I
made...
Heart up
honey,
too, asshole.
Look what I made. He became famous for discovering and experimenting with a host of psychoactive compounds. His wife, Anne, confirmed today that the 85-year-old was in hospital in San Fran. Sasha had a mild stroke over last weekend, still in the hospital where they are treating him. He will be undergoing speech therapy for a while. That sucks, dude. Like, that one stroke, do you know how much, like, useful knowledge just disappeared?
Yeah.
Like, if he has to relearn how to talk or have speech therapy, I wonder if he can even remember how to, like, synthesize anymore. That's
that
crazy.
That sucks, man. That really sucks. Like, think about it if
but
you were to have a stroke and then, like, you...
85 years old.
Well, check this out. Listen, like, if you, you know, you're a smart guy. And if you were to go ahead and have a stroke and you lose part of your knowledge and, like,
kill
you're, like...
Me?
You're like,
please?
No, you sit
also
down and you're rehabilitated and you've got your, you know, regular shit back, but you go to sit down at your computer to do something and you're like,
you can't type? Oh,
right,
my
you're
God.
You're like, no, I knew how to do this. What the fuck? Why can't I? What's wrong with me? Like, you're going to start freaking out because you don't
imagine
know how to
if
do
you
it.
Make something
and
like
it
even
be
more
so
crazy.
Regular to you and now you can't do it.
I know typing is so second nature.
If I couldn't
completely
like draw,
second nature.
If I couldn't draw something or like, because
so
I was at
weird.
Work bored the other day
like,
and drew something, and if I couldn't just randomly do shit like that, or like writing or fucking
he was
anything.
Born. Check this out, dude. He was born in Berkeley, California, 1925.
Damn,
that's I guess 85. You know, that's fucking old.
If you haven't had a stroke yet,
he was
then
a
you're lucky.
Pharmacologist, psychedelic drug pioneer. He's been demonized by anti-drug campaigners, but also hailed as a counterculture hero by many more. His work has covered the synthesis of hundreds of psychoactive compounds, and his research was published in the 1990s in two books, which these are online and on our forums. 26 posted these on our forums. TCAL and PCAL, which he wrote with his wife. These books are so nuts. Every psychoactive compound him and his wife had ever studied are in these books. What they do, how much he took, how to synthesize it, the molecule breakdown, like every aspect of it is in this book, and there is tons of them, dude. So many. Like, you gotta know some chemistry shit to make the majority of this. But, like, there's a grip of that stuff, dude. It's crazy. He then sampled hundreds of variations of phenethylamine, yeah. Drugs related to mescaline, a psychoactive chemical found in cacti, and tryptamine, substances related to the active compounds in the shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of the scientists have now launched an appeal for donations to help with his treatment. We need funds for a lot of things, including attempts at archiving his work, and that is something we have been asking for money for. I'll do it. You can pay me in MDMA. Bring your MDMA game.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah. They're glad
anything,
he survived and that he is not paralyzed.
Anything else you're thankful for?
Thankful for MDMA for sure. I'm thankful for TCAL and PCAL. Fuck, dude. Thankful for pot, the internet, Buddy Christ, the cat sometimes. Think. And Dana.
Oh, okay.
And blowjobs.
Oh.
And sex.
You're thankful for having me?
I am.
You are?
Because this would be really boring talking to myself for an hour. If you're good, if for nothing else, for doing a show with.
God.
And for that, I love you. That right there is enough for me to say, yeah, I love you.
All right, I'll just go ahead and take that as a compliment and not That's get about, pissed off about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's just do that.
I love you too.
Awesome.
And yeah, I'm thankful that we're together and
Are
doing
you?
This amazing mess of a podcast three
this
days
completely
a week.
Amazing all over the place mess.
Yes.
Awesome.
This giant splooge of internet bullshit that you smear onto your iPods and thus shove into your ear holes. So thank you all.
Email
happy
address?
Thanksgiving. TheJamHole.com.
Email address?
What? Oh.
How many slashes
Sorry,
are in HTTP?
Paying attention.
Is it one slash or two?
Email address info@TheJamHole.com.
Phone number?
406-204-4687.
Website?
TheJamHole.com.
Awesome. Donate?
TheJamHole.com/donate.
Uh-huh. You're getting good at this.
I am.
404 show?
What?
For $5. 404 show for $5.
TheJamHole.com/404 show.
Yeah, no, just
404.
Awesome.
Okay.
You're confusing everyone. Thank you for joining us. We'll know about the podcast award nominations. Thanks for everyone that did that, if you
cool.
did that. We'll know Sunday, I guess. I did it.
Hey, voting makes a difference.
Fuck voting. Nominating makes a difference,
okay.
But fuck voting for sure.
That'd be awesome. I can't
That would
wait
be awesome.
See. Yeah, fuck yeah.
So.
Anyway, you got anything
are
else
Are we doing
you want?
A show Friday for everyone? I'm off Friday, so.
Maybe we'll do it in the morning, because I do happen to close Friday night, because that is one of my kitchen guy's
We should.
Night
we
for
should
Thanksgiving
totally. We'll
dinner.
Do it in the morning, and it'll be like I'm getting paid to do it, because I get paid for Thursday and Friday. Huh. Fuck yeah.
All right, yeah, maybe we'll do it Friday morning. We'll see.
Okay. Well, we'll see you then. Thank
All
you.
All right. Thank
Goodbye.
You. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.